This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh my gosh, there's so much to talk about. So much. First of all, I was at the Western Conservative Summit in Denver over the weekend, and I'm going to just be honest with you, I rocked it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. They give the thing on who was the favorite speaker, and I'm going to tell you, I was there with Larry Elder, I was there with Don Jr., I was there with Brigitte, the lady that talks about Islamic stuff. It was a Charlie Kirk, many others. It was a who's who. And I'm going to tell you, yours truly voted favorite speaker. Oh! Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com. I came off stage. People were high-fiving, going, why don't we see you more? People telling me, why haven't you been on Fox? I got fired. Oh, I didn't even know. That's okay. No worries. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You are already aware of who I am. But let me just tell you, I'm a well-kept secret. I don't think of it as any big deal, but when I go places and I essentially espouse my opinions, people go, dude, why don't we see more of you? I don't have an answer other than I don't seek it out. I was with Don Jr., in the green room, and we were talking. I didn't say, hey, Don, can I get a picture with you so I can post it on Facebook? Or can I go to a restaurant and have people yell at me so I can post it on Instagram or Facebook? We don't do that. Now, you may say, Kevin, maybe you should. Well, we don't and we won't. You know how I talk to Don Jr.? Hey, Don, we are doing things for your father while all these star bonkers want to be around you and your dad for the wrong reasons. When are you going to hook it up so we can actually have a real conversation about what we're accomplishing on behalf of this country and what your father's doing? You know what? I think he got it. I don't know. I didn't say, hey, let's exchange phone numbers, DJ. I didn't give him a nickname. I just went back to doing what I do. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. It was an amazing summit. You know what I enjoyed most about those events is when these youngsters come up to me and go, Mr. Jackson, you're amazing. You are so funny. But you know what? You're so real. What you said was funny, but it was poignant. It meant something. That's important. I had a couple of older ladies come up to me and they said, Kevin, oh my gosh, you had us rolling. We were laughing every second, but you were hitting with such hard facts. I wish all of you could have been there. We'll post the video so you can see. KJRadio.com. So what else we got to talk about? Good news. Well, here's the deal. Do you want the good news or do you want the great news? Because there's a lot of it. Unless, of course, if you're a leftist. If you're a leftist, I don't have a whole lot of good news for you, except for the fact that you will benefit from all the things that we conservatives do on your nutty behalf. That's your good news. I mean, there's just, hey, let's just do this. Let's kick things off with news for the Democrats that they're not going to like so well. Cory Booker holds a barbecue in New Hampshire. The body count, 57 people. 57 people. Baby Black Jesus' little disciple can't get 100 people to show up to an event. He's a senator running for Congress, espouses nothing but Democrat nonsense. You would think in New Hampshire, of all places, he would have what? Throngs of thousands. Nope. 57 people. And here's what's more interesting. It wouldn't have been much better for Biden. It wouldn't have been much better for Bernie. It wouldn't have been much better for Kamala. Elizabeth Warren, de Blasio, you name it. There's nobody there that could have gotten more than 300 people to show up. Not one Democrat. I'll ask you this. How many people would have shown up if Trump was there? Yeah, exactly. We got a lot to talk about today, folks, and it's not good news for the Democrats. People are leaving that party in droves. They don't want to tell you. They want to give you statistics to scare you. Don't be scared. Just come back and listen to old reruns at KJRadio.com of me telling you Donald Trump will win. He'll win bigger than Reagan beat Mondale. It's going to be huge. Women see through the Democratic Party and are leaving. Leaving in droves. They may not, you know, they may love their bodies, but they get that abortion is not about a woman's right to choose. They understand what it's really about. They understand how it can impact them later on with other decisions. Blacks leaving the Democrats in droves. And not because of Candace Owens, but because black people are waking up to the policies that are impacting them positively by Donald Trump. And that bolstered with people who've been doing this for decades, reinforcing in them that it is okay to leave the plantation. California, meanwhile, wants to give free health care to illegals, and they proudly do so. What you and I pay for, struggle to pay for, California says it's okay, illegals, come get it for free. Oh, by the way, same with your welfare. Same with your schooling. Same with everything. Come get it for free. We'll make the citizens pay. That is the Democrats' mantra. Don't worry about it, illegals. We'll make the citizens pay. They are for open borders. If you weren't for open borders, I mean, for all intents and purposes, why are you asking for people's passports at the airport when you're for open borders? When does that go away? Why is it always people doing it the right way are the ones who have to show ID and go through TSA and get frisked and pat down and body searched, cavity searched, and the whole deal? But you come over here with your scabies, drug trafficking, pedophilia, you name it, terrorism, coming over here to freeload, and you can come over anytime you want. People are on to them. And how about that Epstein, huh? A little bit of intrigue starting to brew with that, isn't it? I already talked about it with Bill Clinton. We'll talk about it a little bit more. But here, all of this, and by the way, Russian collusion and White House hearings and pushing meetings out from for Mueller to testify, all this is good news for you. And you say, oh, Kevin, they're delaying. No, they are delaying. They're delaying the inevitable. And all this is doing is playing into Donald Trump's hands for 2020. Because let me tell you something, the Democrats having a chance in 2020. The jig is up. People know what they're about. Every special interest group, even the LGBT, are starting to wake up and say, wait a minute. We may be getting what we want, but we're not getting what's greatest for this country. So hang on, folks. It's going to be a great show today. Glad you're with me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jocks? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
If you are a conservative, you are in the right place for some good news and some great news. There is no bad news here. Now, if you are a leftist, if you're recovering, you're okay. But if you remain a leftist after you listen to this program, your brain is dead. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I've been telling you, we got good news and we got great news for the Republicans. Good news and great news. By the way, women's soccer viewership down 43% after Rapinoe's little "I'm not going to the White House," as if anybody gave a crap. Down 43% the viewership. Nobody watches. I mean, very few people watch it. I'm not going to say nobody, but very few people watch it to begin with. I put women's soccer up there with the WNBA. In other words, who cares? If it's got to have a W in front of it so you to distinguish women from men, the likelihood of people watching is pretty bad. Because what they want to see is the best. So, she represents the exact sentiment of the left. Said she was going to go see AOC and not the president at the White House after the women's soccer team won the World Cup. I put this up with Toronto. I wanted Toronto to beat Golden State in the NBA. And I'm glad they did. I'm still celebrating that win for Canada. Because, see, the Americans that were playing were not Americans. I don't know what country they hail from, but they were not Americans. This chick playing on the American soccer team is not an American soccer player. You can't do what she does and call yourself an American. That's the end of that. No discussion needed. I'll tell you right now, I don't even know who the Americans were playing, but I was cheering for the other team. That's unusual for a staunch American like myself to say, that is not a team representing this country, so I'll cheer for the other side. It reminds me of when the national anthem was playing and Usain Bolt stopped an interview so he could put his hand over his heart to honor the United States national anthem. I don't care what guy, where he was running. I was for that guy because that guy understands what it means to respect America. For the record, I'd have done the same thing for another country's anthem. Anyway, all right, these people that think they're punishing America, they're punishing the president by not showing up to the White House are ridiculous. And I don't know if you saw this girl. Some kid brought a soccer ball, some black kid, brought a soccer ball up while this girl is sitting in the audience. She signs a soccer ball and didn't even look at the kid. It was all over the internet over the weekend. People called her racist. People called her an elitist. They nailed it. She is the perfect representative of the LGBT community, the on the left. She's a perfect representative of leftism at its finest. It is racist. It is elitist. It is all those things. It is only about itself. She has no reason not to like Donald Trump, except she's told not to. Anyway, I don't want to talk a lot about her, but I will say this. She's highlighting, and this is a good thing about this story, she's highlighting why people are leaving the Democrats. They're going, look, you play a sport, girl. You play a sport for the Americans. Probably we funded you in order to do that, and then you disrespect the president. That's disrespecting the country. She wants to be a Kaepernick. Well, good luck with that. I don't even think the Democrats don't even see this as, they see it as, oh, we have another poster child for woo-hoo-hoo, everything we stand for. This is ruining their party. Let me give you some good news, some great news. How about this? Donald Trump is at 94% approval with Republicans. 94%. Now, I remember when it was 92, 93. And people were losing their minds. Republicans, I'm talking about Never Trumpers and people like that, were losing their, what? I can't believe it. Those are bigger numbers than Ronald Reagan. Yada, yada, yada. Now he's at 94. 94% of Republicans say, Trump, come hell or high water. You want to know what it was, the best it was for Ronald Reagan? The best. 87%. Now, I want you to think about that for a bit. And here's the way I want you to give it some consideration, like I do. Ronald Reagan was a god to me. He represented the best of republicanism possible. I told people, Reagan is the reason why I became I knew I was a conservative and a Republican. One, he had the guts to leave the Democrats. That was big to me. Two, he didn't act like a loser. He didn't speak like a loser. I found that fascinating. This man lost in a race and went, yeah, I just lost temporarily. I will be back. And he came back. And he came back and became president. And he was an amazing president, other than he started all the deficit stuff. And he also did some bad stuff with immigration. But you can't agree with him 100%. But Ronald Reagan was the man. And Donald Trump is rated higher than Reagan. And I'm talking significantly. 7 points higher than Reagan. Here's what I want. Like I said, look at how you held Reagan. I'm using me as an example. How I held Reagan in such high esteem. And here's Donald Trump higher. I don't know how Trump's going to be remembered. But I suspect when the real history of Donald Trump is, you know, we get rid of all this leftist media, People are going to be talking about Trump in ways we haven't spoken about a president since Abraham Lincoln. This man has done a phenomenal job. Now, here's a bigger question. If Trump is at 94% with Republicans, up a point or two, where is he with Democrats and independents? After his State of the Union speech, 72% of independents were pro-Trump, 33% or so, 34% of Democrats pro-Trump on the speech. So, 94% of Republicans, 72% of independents, 30-something% of Democrats. I suspect every one of those numbers has moved up. So now, how does he lose? He's got all kinds of things looming that are in his favor. This Epstein thing, even though I'm going to play some clips of where people are trying to tie Trump to Epstein. I know, that's how weird it is. That's how fake news it is out there. But I want you guys to consider everything I just said as you start seeing the polls. Now, there's a poll out right now that shows 47% of the people agree with Trump, are for Trump. Highest he's polled since he's been in office. Now, they still say, oh, but 50% plus don't agree. Reconcile that with the numbers that I just gave you. Reconcile it with what people are feeling about themselves. How do you feel about your paycheck, your 401k, etc.? By the way, last week, stock market, new records, over 27,000. I told people, by the time the election rolls around, don't be surprised if the stock market is over 28,000. Now, the Democrats want to see Trump fail. They want to see this market go down. But it's not going to happen. I got to take a short break. We'll be back.
Radio show.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Trump administration is proposing new restrictions to crack down on migrants from Central America seeking asylum in the United States. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington.
This new restriction would deny anyone who crosses the southern border from seeking asylum in the U.S. if they traveled through another country and did not seek asylum there. Ken Cuccinelli is the acting director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services.
This is going to send a clear message, though, to people considering coming up illegally to this country with the hope that they'll get by that first hurdle and then disappear into our interior, that isn't going to happen anymore.
It's already the target of threatened legal challenges.
Speaking to reporters outside the White House, President Trump denied that his tweets over the weekend about four Democratic congresswomen were racist. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Don't you dare feel bad. Don't you dare feel any embarrassment or anything about electing Donald Trump president. You are the smartest son of a gun in the world. And let me tell you what leftists are doing right now. They are kicking and screaming. They are so mad at themselves. They're mad because of how wrong they were. Trust me on this. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. They are happy with Donald Trump. Happy. I'm going to say it again. Leftists, Holly weirdos, the media, all of them, happy with Trump. They won't tell you. They won't let you know. They won't admit it publicly by any stretch of the imagination, but they are happy with Donald Trump. Don't you be fooled one second. They go home. They may not even speak about it to their husbands and wives or their children or whatever, but inside of themselves, there is nothing wrong in their lives. They don't even know how to act. Because they're programmed to create havoc, and life is still, even trying to create havoc, life is good. I want you to think of it this way. You know things are wrong in your life, and you continue to do them, but you still get the benefit. You're still benefiting. You can't choose the wrong stock. You can't choose the wrong job. I mean, everything's going your way. That's what's happening with Donald Trump. And these leftists, they can pretend. They can bellyache and whine and cry and do whatever they do. I'm telling you right now, they love Donald Trump. They love the outcome. They may hate the man, and they hate themselves for not being able to predict it. They hate themselves for not being right, for you being right and them being wrong. It's really that simple. Yep. They wish Donald Trump was Barack Obama so bad, so badly. Hey, you want to take a short look back at Puerto Rico? Remember when President Trump was called a racist by the media for saying that Puerto Rican officials were mismanaging money? And then it turns out he's right. The FBI arrested two Puerto Rican officials last week for funneling disaster payments away from Puerto Rico and into their pockets. Trump, let me tell you, prophetic dude, prophetic dude. He has a knack for, and here, you know, it's funny. It isn't that he's so brilliant. The knack is in understanding human nature. Because Donald Trump's going, look, we send billions of dollars to Puerto Rico and they don't get it together. Somebody's mishandling money, mismanaging money. You know why he knows that? Because he knows how projects work. There's no mystery to it. By the way, Donald Trump predicted his own presidency years ago when he was 34 years old. Remember a lady named Rona Barrett? Anyway, she interviewed Trump, and here he is talking about his future himself.
The ultimate goal in life has been becoming the President of the United States. Would you like to be the President of the United States?
I really don't believe I would, Rona, but I would like to see somebody as the President who could do the job, and there are very capable people in this country.
Most people who are capable are not running for office. Most men are frightened of politics today.
It is a shame, isn't it?
Yes.
It is a shame. The most capable people are not necessarily running for political office, and that is a very sad commentary on the country. They had major corporations and they had this and that, but they are not running for political office.
Why wouldn't someone like yourself run for political office? You have all the money that you possibly need. You've accomplished a great deal, even though you are only 34. I know there's a lot of things that you possibly can do in the years ahead. Why wouldn't you dedicate yourself to public service?
Because I think it's a very mean life. I would love, and I would dedicate my life to this country, but I see it as being a mean life, and I also see it that somebody with strong views and somebody with the kind of views that are maybe a little bit unpopular, which may be right, but maybe unpopular, wouldn't necessarily have a chance of getting elected against somebody with no great brain but a big smile. And that's a sad commentary for the political process.
Television, in a strange way, has ruined that process, hasn't it?
It's hurt the process very much. I mean, the Abraham Lincolns of the world. Abraham Lincoln would probably not be electable today because of television. He was not a handsome man, and he did not smile at all. He would not be considered to be a prime candidate for the presidency, and that's a shame, isn't it?
But if all the men are like you, then when are we going to get somebody who might be good?
I don't know. I hope it's around the corner, but I don't know. I really don't know. What I would like to be involved in is trying to help choose somebody or working with a group of people whereby they put up a candidate who would be acceptable to be a presidential, you know, to be the president. The country, if we had the one man, and it's really not that big a situation. You know, people say, well, what could anybody do as president? The one man could turn this country around. The one proper president could turn this country around. I firmly believe that.
How about that? Isn't that something? I'm just telling you, folks, you have good news and you have great news if you are a conservative in this country. Do you know that the Ninth Circuit gave President Trump a win? The Ninth Circuit said he can withhold funds from sanctuary cities. Ninth Circuit overruled on his behalf, in his favor. There's no such thing as a sanctuary city in the United States of America. If it can't be a sanctuary for its citizens, it doggone Skippy better not be a sanctuary for illegals. And it's funny that we actually have to fight for this. You have to fight for the rights of citizens. It's crazy. Over the rights of illegals. Anyway, I want to stay on this subject for just a little bit because there was an attack at an ICE facility. You guys probably heard about it. All over the news, a member of Antifa. They shot him and thankfully killed him, so we don't have to have a trial. Antifa, directly associated with Antifa. He made an Antifa manifesto explaining his motives. Now, let me ask you this, people. I don't recall in my entire life anybody ever attacking an ICE facility. It's a detention facility for processing people who want to come into the country. It's not a prison. It's just meant to say, we got to get through your records. Never seen anybody attack it until Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez decided to make it into a Nazi concentration camp. Same thing these people do. You know where I'm going. Oh, I know you know where I'm going because you're smart. You're a smart audience listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. I know how bright you are. See, the reason why Scalise got shot was because Democrats have been demonizing Republicans. But they were saying, we do it. They say, we go to rallies, Trump rallies, and beat people up. They say, we're the people who create the destructive atmosphere, the divisive nature that is America. But guess what they do? Exactly what they tell you that you do. So the reason why Scalise got shot was because of Democrats saying, Republicans need to die. You guys remember these conversations? You remember the news? when leftists were saying, it's okay to kill them. Now, what have we been telling you about them? We've been telling you, when you put people like them in power, you are in danger of your own life. Because they are communists at heart. Marxists. They will kill people who don't think the way they do. That's what leftism does. So, guess what? This Antifa clown decided he's going to blow up an ICE facility, threw something at him, and they shot him. Shot him deader than disco, and I'm glad they did. I don't know how you feel about it, but I suspect many of you feel much like I do. Speaking of ICE detention facilities, they pulled the American flag down at one in Aurora, Colorado, really, literally miles away from where I was over the weekend. I was there the day that it happened. I wasn't at there specifically, but I was in Denver the day that it happened. And they protesters go and take the American flag down, which is an act of war, and they pull this down. Pull down our flag. And put up what? A Mexican flag. And you can bet there were more white people doing it than there were Hispanics. I'll bet you money. I don't even know the details. I'll bet you money right now. Sight unseen. Anybody want to call? 844-551-8255. You got pictures? I will bet you money it is not. There are more white folks than there are Hispanics. And taking down that flag and putting up a Mexican flag. And keep in mind, Colorado's got a lot of Hispanics. So I'm going out on a limb here. Call me up. Tell me what you're willing to bet. How do you do that? Any Democrats going to stand up and take pride in that? Nancy Pelosi? Chuck Schumer? Steny Hoyer? Nadler? Schiff? These are the people that created it. These are the people that said there is no border crisis, then found out there is a border crisis, then say we're not going to send any money there because there's separation of kids, and then finally somebody says, you know what? The separation of the kid thing ain't going to work. We're going to be playing some clips by the Director of Homeland Security on this, where he just destroys leftists about separation of kids and trying to play the race card on him doing his constitutional job. You know what's happening, America? You may not be thinking about it the way I think about it. People are finally getting some guts and willing to stand up and protect this country. That's what's happening. When you consider all the news that happened last week and what we'll talk about this week, you keep that in mind. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Care about the children at the border. It's about values that the president does not seem to share. And we saw this morning when he announced his heartless raids on families this coming Sunday. When you announced this before, I called, God bless you, some people of faith about this. Evangelicals who support the president for other reasons, but who have been good on immigration issues, but usually. And basically, they were very concerned that this goes too far because these raids were not what they signed up for with President Trump. And I think their calls to the president made a difference. Basically, what they said to me is, on Sunday, this is the Hispanic evangelicals, on Sunday, west of the Mississippi, our people are in church. And as they prepare to go to church, they feel very threatened and scared by these raids. So hopefully the president will think again about it, or these groups will weigh in once again.
Can you believe that nonsense? Pelosi wants you to believe that all the problems facing America today, and this is liberals in general, they all started under Trump. Oh, we didn't have any problems with black folks and violence and poor schools and immigration issues and trade imbalances and all that. No, all of it is a product of Donald Trump. I played a clip earlier of Donald Trump predicting Donald Trump. And he said something that I hope resonated with everybody. By the way, if you want to check it out, I'm not going to play it again. KJRadio.com. Find this today's show and download it. But Donald Trump essentially said it's going to take somebody with guts. It's going to take somebody willing to go against the grain, make a decision that is right, but may not be popular. He predicted this. He was 34 years old when Donald Trump was speaking with Rona Barrett, and he says, look, I don't want to be president. There are people out there who probably are better at it than I would. But at some point, we're going to have to choose the right person, probably from business. Somebody who's willing to take an unpopular stand because it is right for the country. It's a sacrifice. And they discuss who wants to be president in this environment. Trump made the comment, Abraham Lincoln couldn't get elected in today's environment. Just telling you folks, we have a lot to do. We have to reverse a tide that has almost half the country believing. I don't believe that to be the case, to be honest with you. Statistically, I don't think 20% of Americans want illegal immigration. But a big enough swath of the country has been made to believe that illegal immigration is okay. And that all these other ills that we're talking about that are all created by leftist policies are okay. That's too big of a number. Because that's a number of ignorance. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if you guys watch, but, you know, AOC wanted to be sworn in order to testify before Congress, which she didn't even need to be done. But she wanted the photo op of her raising her right hand so she could be sworn in to tell the truth, nothing but the truth, so she could lie. It was her Cory Booker moment. She's asking, are you going to swear me in? Are you going to swear me in? Are you going to swear me in? Folks, we are being led down the primrose path by leftism. And the good news is we interrupted their flow in 2016. We'll do it again in 2020. And this time, President Trump needs to have his Congress, all of it, so he can get things done. We'll be talking more about Biden later in the broadcast because Biden's got his issues. I told you guys I don't think Biden's going to be the guy. I'll back that up even more today. But I want to stay on this issue of illegal immigration for a bit, because Ocasio-Cortez tries to essentially impugn the reputation of Director Homan, of Director of Homeland Security. His name is Homan, and implying that he only gave one way for this border situation to be resolved. So let's play that clip, because we have another clip I want to play as well.
It's a recommendation. There were three different options presented. The third included the option for family separation. This initiative would pursue prosecution of all amenable adults, including those presenting with a family unit. Mr. Homan, your name is on this. Is this correct?
Yes, I signed that memo.
So you are the author of the family separation policy?
I am not the author of this memo.
You're not the author, but you signed the memo.
Yes, a zero tolerance memo.
So you provided the official recommendation to Secretary Nielsen on family, for the United States to pursue family separation.
I gave Secretary Nielsen numerous recommendations on how to secure the border and save lives.
But it says here that you gave her numerous options, but the recommendation was option 3, family separation.
What I'm saying, this is not the only paper where we've given the Secretary numerous options to secure the border and save lives.
And so the recommendation, of the many that you recommended family separation.
I recommended zero tolerance.
Which includes family separation.
The same as it is when every U.S. citizen parent gets arrested when they're with a child.
Zero tolerance was interpreted as the policy that separated children from their
parents. If I get arrested for DUI and I have a young child in a car, I will be separated. When I was a police officer in New York and I arrested a father for domestic violence, I separate that father from his family.
Mr. Holman, with all due respect, legal asylees are not charged with any crime.
When you're in the country illegally, it's violation 8 United States Code 1325.
Seeking asylum is legal.
If you want to seek asylum, you go through the port of entry, do it the legal way. The Attorney General of the United States has made that clear.
Okay. Mr. Chair, the memo is submitted to the record for review.
Boom. Wow. You know, people, asylees... People seeking asylum are not here illegally. Yeah, they are. If they don't go through the proper procedure, they are here illegally. That was an amazing response. And see, all this separation of families, people are starting to get it. He says, if I arrest you for DUI, I separate you from your family. If I arrest you for domestic violence, I separate you from your family. There are many things to get you separated from your family. Including the stupidity of walking thousands of miles across multiple countries illegally and then trying to get into our country illegally. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks, KJRadio.com. I'm so glad that this man had the guts. But then he gets essentially accosted by Representative Garcia, a Democrat, who accuses him of effectively of racism. Let's play that exchange.
Mr. Holman, I'm a father of children. How can you possibly allow this to happen under your watch? Do you not care? Is it because these children don't look like children that are around you? I don't get it. Have you ever held a deceased child in your arms?
First of all, your comments are disgusting. I've served my country for 34 years.
I find your comments disgusting as well.
I've served my country for 34 years. And yes, I held a 5-year-old boy in my arms and back that tractor trailer. I knelt down beside him and said a prayer for him because I knew what his last 30 minutes of his life were like. And I had a 5-year-old son at the time. What I've been trying to do my 34 years serving my nation is to save lives. So for you to sit there and insult my integrity and my love for my country and for children, that's why this whole thing needs to be fixed. And you're the member.
We agree on that.
Fix it.
We agree on that. But I disagree. But I also disagree with your characterization of immigrant problems and criminality.
For 3 decades on this.
Gentlemen, time has expired. It's my time now.
Mr. Chairman.
It's my time.
But I just, the gentleman ripped off about 7 different questions designed to go at the character of Mr. Holman, and Mr. Holman should be given a chance to respond.
Absolutely. That's why I was banging, so that we could hear each person speak. I have been very courteous and very kind. Now, Mr. Holman, do you have something to say?
No one in this room has seen what I've seen in my 34-year career.
Very well.
No one has experienced what I've experienced. I saw many dead bodies coming across this border. You want to talk about the memo? This memo is one option to stop death. Not just about enforcing the law to stop death. If you want to legalize illegal immigration, good luck with that. Because it's going to get a hell of a lot worse on that border if you say, okay, from now on, there will be no consequence, no deterrence. It's not illegal to come to this country illegally. More families will come. 31% women will be raped. More children will die. We're a nation of laws. If you don't like it, sir, change it. You're the legislator. I'm the executive branch. And I've served my country honorably for 34 years. And I will not sit here and have anybody say that I don't care about children because you're not the same color as my children.
Thank you very much.
Wow. How powerful was that? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Haven't you been waiting for somebody to do that to these congressmen? To say, screw you. Let me tell you, the reason why that's happening is because you've given our people a backbone. The conservatives, the Trump staffers are going, you know what? I'm not taking this crap.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.